Miss something big on the air? Check out the podcast page at 94.3WSC.com. The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3WSC.
Something good Tuesday edition of the show, 843-721-TALK, 721-8255. Come on, we all need some good news. The rest of it is just yuck. Stinkaroo.
Yeah, it's terrible. Horrible. It's Groundhog Day.
Oh,
is
it
what
is?
It is.
Is it really? No, it's not.
It's Groundhog
Day. I mean, there for a second. Like,
in reference to the movie.
It really
where
is.
You just wake up and it's the same old you know what
for a
every
year
day.
And a half, practically. It's enough already. And the Georgia mom last week I played, put it up on our social as well. She really went viral of saying no more of this when it comes to our children and the masking. It's time. You know, they're not affected, bless them, the way others are. And we've got to move on from this. You remember this audio? Take a listen. Let me see if I can play it real quick.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing.
She's Georgia
Social
standing at our school board
health.
Meeting.
If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things, but it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
Well said. And so shared last week, people continue to actually not just share it, but show up. And that includes last night outside of the CCSD, Charleston County School Board meeting, demanding some kind of dialogue. And in fact, Jessica calling into the program to talk about her 5-year-old and how it's affecting your 5-year-old. I know you were there last night.
Last year, whenever my kindergartner started and she's still 5 years old. She had panic attacks about wearing the mask every morning when she rides her bike to the gate of the school. As soon as she crosses onto school property, she has to have her mask on. She goes in and as a 5-year-old sits all day in her mask. They did allow some mask breaks, but even on the playground, it is enforced wearing the mask. Now, we as parents, we have been consistently in communication with her teacher, with the administration of her school. And I think in some ways they've made some accommodations, but it's still 5 to 7 hours, 5 days a week being in a mask. And then when you see them put on their little plays for kindergarten, then you don't see their faces. They send us a video of here's, you know, what your child's doing. And you see these cute little 5 and 6 year olds who are learning to read, who are learning to speak, and they can't see the mouths of their friends, their teachers. And it's really detrimental both socially because they can't read the body language. They can't sense what the other students they're communicating with are feeling and expressing, and they can't hear the sounds as they learn to read. So my daughter comes home, you know, after all of that, and it was a massive adjustment in the fall. And I know that a lot of people say, well, children are resilient and they will adjust, and this is great, and they're doing their part. Well, just like Courtney and Georgia said, this is not their burden to carry.
No.
And children are resilient. But I don't want my 5-year-old to know that it's okay for someone else to suppress her right to breathe.
To breathe. You are so right. So there you go. One mom of many yesterday gathering outside. And the messages I got, because I'd shared Life 5 was down there, shared their story. One of the television stations quoted MUSC's, I don't know if it's president, Dr. David Cole, quoted in the story saying that there's no evidence masks are harmful or unhelpful to kids.
There's like, no evidence saying that they are.
You know what? Here's the evidence. To every parent out there who's had a conversation with their child on what this feels like to them, that's the evidence. You want to hear it? It's going to be right here, right now. 721-TALK, 843-721-8255. You just heard Jessica say, I've got a five-year-old. She's got night terrors. We have kids that are trying to learn to read and speak and talk to each other, and they're being affected psychologically. All of that is a part of health. So I don't know how any medical professional could say, you know, one doesn't outweigh the other.
Now we return to the Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
All right, it is a Tell Me Something Good Tuesday edition show. I know it's tough for us to come up with good stuff. 843-721-TALK, especially when we're talking about mask mandates. And I told you this was going to continue to get confusing because individual municipalities are kind of monkeying up the process, given the fact that the state has left it up to the individual municipalities, and now individual municipalities are different. So City of Charleston's still masking. Mount Pleasant's has been allowed to expire. You know, people, this came up yesterday when I spoke at the East Cooper Republican Women's Luncheon, and they're like, gosh, we still see the mask signs up. And it's some businesses east of the Cooper. And I'm like, well, you know, I've talked to these business owners and they really don't want to face the backlash of people, you know, sort of mass not seeing coming in and saying, why don't you have your sign ups? But they aren't acting like the mask Nazis, like when you come in without a mask. So this is where people are just, you make the decision to be brave, you know, knowing that the law is on your side. And if somebody in a private business or, you know, their own business has the mask sign up and, you know, you go in without one and they ask you to leave, then you know that that's a possibility. It's their choice and yours on whether to give them your money or not, or mask up or not. Now, that's just east of the Cooper, right? So this is going to continue to be a thing. But we're talking and focusing on kids right now because there were people yesterday, 75 strong, down at 75 Calhoun, demanding a dialogue about kids and masking in schools. So Richard, before the break, I expect, you know, Richard on John's Island, I always say we don't always agree on a lot. I want to get him up on the line here. Also, Mark in Monk's Corner. So is Mark going to be talking about masking, or is he going to be talking about the Berkeley County schools tonight?
Berkeley County schools tonight. He's going to try to plan on going to the meeting.
All right. Good to hear. So I don't know if masking is going to be on topic for tonight for Berkeley County schools. I'll just warn you all of that. I do know that they've been, you know, there's some shady practices going on over there. They're going to get called out on in regards to a new hire and specifically an attorney. But also the notion that they have like a $2 million budget and they have like $24 or $26 million worth of expenditures.
Must be nice.
That is some South Carolina math right there. Public school math. I mean, y'all, really? That don't work out at all. Just say it. All right. So quickly to Phil, and then we'll get to Richard on John's Island.
I wish that I could tell you something good, but like I told boys, my personal bottom line on this when it comes to these masks and kids and all these teachers, and you know the vast majority of them are Democrats. They're liberals. They believe in this whole socialist, you know, utopia agenda and whatnot. So they have to, in order to maintain their feeling of righteousness about this stuff, they have to buy into all of it. And that means they have to go in with both feet. They have to buy the whole virus mask, Trump collusion, all of it. It's all in. If they're not all in with all of this stuff, it shatters their worldview. So
I just want you to know that there was a teacher there last night who said that I'm Republican or Democrat. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. But man, you read the on the live stream, you read the people just leaving comments, and it was constant. You're privileged. Put your mask on. You don't care about anybody else. But there are teachers listening right now who would disagree with what you're saying. They know that there are.
I know that it's not a universal thing, but it's a vast majority thing. You know, if you go down the road and you see a little old lady with a Biden Harris sticker on, dollar to a donut says she's a teacher, or you, and I genuinely believe that. You can kind of pigeonhole people just by the way they dress, the way they behave, and the beaners and whatnot. And I see it all the time. I'll drive down the road, and they're kind of few and far between here. But if you see a Biden Harris bumper sticker, and look at that person and see if this is not a pretty good chance they're a school teacher.
Well, I don't know. Here in the South, I think you probably find more conservative teachers than, I don't know, maybe now that I see the way, especially in Charleston County, the way the voting is going, turning more purple, you know, than red in the red state of South Carolina. But I think it's easy to make that assumption because of the way the critical race theory that's now trickling into our schools. And who would be okay with teaching that if you were a conservative or a Republican? And then also the fact that you are forced into a labor union, right? So you have to, as a teacher.
I was going to say that the unions are a huge part of that, the teachers' unions.
So, you know, there are people who are forced into unions just to be a teacher that don't actually agree with being, you know, some of these unions and all of their demands. So anyway,
when the teachers were trained and going to college, you can't tell me that those courses are not totally liberal courses that those teachers are indoctrinated into themselves.
I don't know. I didn't go through those courses, so I can't say. But I know that there are people who are listening who, you know, don't feel like all these teachers are all liberal. I mean, I know my mother was a public school teacher. I talked to a retired public school teacher yesterday at the Republican, you know, East Cooper Republican Club. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, not all teachers are liberal. God, let's hope not.
She takes politicians to task. Now we return to the Kelly Golden Show on the Lowcountry's News Station, 94.3 WSC.
Unmask these children. I'm sitting here holding a book, The Case Against Masks, written by two doctors, Dr. Judy Mikovits and Kent Heckenlively. And it is 10 reasons why mask use should be limited. And it includes, of all people, not only a French study, the French, they're so left-leaning, the French telling us to send the kids back to school without masks and why, which I can get into here coming up, but also even an opinion piece, believe it or not, from CNN saying we do not need to have our kids in masks in schools. And I will get to that here coming up because I want to get to Richard on John's Island who, we got to do this for the betterment of everybody in the community.
In the interest of public safety, the same as wearing seatbelts, which this state was the last state for people wearing seatbelts. And we lost many federal funds, and that's why our infrastructure is in a dumpster dive. Okay.
Richard, we've been doing this for the interest of public safety for over a year now. We also know statistics and science to back up that bears out that kids do not appear to transmit the coronavirus to the peers and teachers.
Teachers have been killed. I know many teachers.
There are three shots, there are three shots that have already they're already getting their rounds of shots, and 16 and up available to everyone. So at what point do we take the mask off, Richard, I would ask?
Well, first of all, the flu season we missed, so a lot of people didn't get sick from flu. And I just think if you're in a restaurant and everywhere until, I think it's okay to wear a mask.
It's your choice. Should be your choice.
It's the same as like drunken driving. It's a law. Same as taking a, you know, it's in the interest of public safety. People can't drink and drive. People need to wear seatbelts.
So we're going
to
mask forever, Richard? What are you talking about?
mask forever? Nobody said forever, but we're not out the pandemic. If you looked over in India right now, we're 300.
We don't live in India.
People.
We live in the United States of America. We could also, if you want to throw India. In, wait a minute, if you want to throw in other countries, let's talk about New Zealand, who just had a 30,000 plus concert. You know, like, what? You know, which one do you want to pick and choose and talk about? In Russia, they're not wearing masks. They're not taking the shots.
I'm going to ask you a question.
You want to go to Switzerland or where else?
How many teachers? What's the demographics?
I don't know. I don't know that answer. Let me know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't know, then we need to do.
You don't know, Richard. You're trying to bring up. You're trying to make this a point.
Have been sick.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are they? Did they pass away? Or because you're talking about people who have died? It's one thing to be sick and survive. It's a difference to have passed away. If there were a massive amount of teachers who were passing away, no one wants to get a teacher sick or see anyone die.
Because there's not a mandate of making you take the vaccine. The vaccine is if you want to take it, you have a choice.
So now we're mandating masks forever and mandating vaccines in Richard's world.
Nobody said mandate the vaccine. The vaccine's up to you, but if you don't want, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't get on a flight, you can't go on a cruise because you haven't vaccinated, that's on you. That's your choice as well. You know, there's choices.
But you want to mandate the mask for life, especially on our kids, basically.
I said until everything this pandemic has passed. You think it's passed? It's over?
Richard, at what point? I keep asking, what point? What is the equation that it's passed? Is it when Dr. Fauci tells you it's passed? What? When is it?
I really don't have a. I really don't know.
Well, and isn't that the problem? So bring up Karen here. So Karen is one of the parents saying, oh, bless you. Your name is Karen. Oh, Lord. We'll just talk about the elephant in the room right there, right now. But anyway, so you are here saying as parents, like, enough is enough. What would you say to Richard in that whole exchange?
I would say, you're right, Richard. It is your choice to get the vaccine. And if you don't want to get the vaccine, then you assume the risk, just as a mask. If you want to wear a mask to protect yourself, by all means, go right ahead. But it is also my choice not to wear one, okay? And I'm not going to have my kids sit in a classroom for 7 hours a day, sneezing, coughing, and breathing into this mask while they're playing on the playground. Now, yes, there is a very slim chance that an airborne transmission of this virus could occur. There is also a very slim chance that my kids could get scrapes, bumps, and bruises on a playground. But I am not about to wrap them in bubble wrap and leave them inside the house all day, okay? It's ridiculous. We're taking that small chance, and I used to teach statistics, okay? So I know that there is no 100% surefire way to protect yourself from anything. So we have these leaders, these government leaders that are capitalizing on that very small chance. Now, politics aside, I actually don't consider myself conservative or liberal, one way or the other across the board. I happen to be a scientist, and so some issues I lean more liberal, some issues I lean more conservative. I have 25 years of experience in the healthcare business. I have a degree in immunology, and I happen to be a subject matter expert on infectious diseases. You want to know how to minimize the spread of this virus? Wash your hands, minimize physical contact. We're wearing masks, but we're still shaking hands. We're still touching the same grocery carts when we go to the store. Okay, if you want to have something more effective, have everyone wash their hands when they enter a store. Breathing on each other, there is a minute chance that it could spread. And again, politics aside, I don't care what your leaning is, and I wrote this in a letter to the school board. I am 100% unapologetically American, and it is my choice not to wear a mask, and it is also my right as a parent to have my children not sit with a mask all day.
So, Karen, given your background, let me ask you something, because there was a recent French study that I talked about. It's actually in the book written by two doctors, The Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use should be Limited. So in this French study that was highlighted, by the way, in Bloomberg News, found that the same that children do not appear to transmit this virus to others the way, when we're talking about infection rates, their symptoms are far less severe. So there was even this French study, let's see where it was, past Pasteur Institute. 1,340 people. This is in a town northeast of Paris, suffered an outbreak back in February and March, included 510 students from six primary schools. They found three probable cases among kids that didn't lead to more infections among other pupils or teachers. So the study's confirming that children appear to show fewer telltale symptoms than adults and be less contagious. And we should be making sure our children understand that, no, you should not be living in fear of killing granny or your teacher.
Right. I mean, kids get all kinds of things.
Right.
Yes. Some kids that get sick, but there are also hundreds or thousands of other infectious diseases and bacteria out there. But are they dying from them? Very, very few in rare cases. And in the state of South Carolina, and I checked the data yesterday, in the age group of 17 and under, there were two reported deaths in the past year of COVID-related symptoms, okay? Not COVID. So there are lots of things. And all these people that are dying, most of them, they have comorbidities, which means there are some other underlying conditions.
Right.
There are lots of things out there. This is an RNA virus. It mutates. That's its nature.
So it's not going anywhere.
We have lots of RNA viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Herpes is another one. Has that one ever gone away? No. HIV. But we have vaccines. We have drug treatment options. We have all kinds of things to protect ourselves. It's never going away. And at what point do we have to draw the line and say, we have to live our lives and learn how to deal with this? I do not make my children wear masks outside of school because I feel awful that they have to sit there. And I did actually write their teachers and principal today because yesterday during the school board meeting, they say that mask breaks are authorized. And up until this point, my kids have not been able to get mask breaks, which is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God. Even the fact that we're even talking about mask breaks, because, Karen, you walk into a restaurant, you sit down, and apparently COVID, you're COVID-free. You get to take the mask off. I mean, the whole thing is just ludicrous, but yet our children can't. I mean, I want to make sure we stay in touch here, Karen. I appreciate you being a part of the process because more people are standing up. And I think the next, what's the next step? Sending the kids to school without the mask and forcing them to send them home? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, these kids are afraid to speak up. And I told my girls this morning, if you need a mask break, you take it whenever you want, not when the teacher tells you that you can take it. So, and I happen to be in the business of COVID testing, ironically enough.
Yeah.
I manage COVID testing for a large commercial laboratory, and I am very familiar with COVID testing in general. All those COVID tests on the market, and I'm going to tell you that most of them are complete garbage, and that these testing that's administered, it is just to check a box and say, yep, we check temperatures. Yep, we swab them for antigen, whatever it is. And, you know, we're not testing these kids, but you're right. I mean, the data shows that kids are not as effective as, but we're having these kids bear the burden of the adults who the adults are the ones that are instilling fear, teachers, yep. Other parents who mm-hmm. want their kids to wear them. And it's got to stop. And now we have options now to protect ourselves. And now it's time to make a choice. Either you want to get a vaccine or you want to take the risk. Whatever you want to do. We're all American and we have that right.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.